Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Did you see the whole Kristen Cavallari, Morgan Wallen thing yet?
No, I haven't. What happened?
Okay, so it's now talked about that they had at one point were hooking up because Kristen Cavallari went on Jelly Roll's wife's podcast, Bunny. She's got a fun podcast where basically anything goes. And she basically went on and talked about how good Morgan Wallen was. Good at, we'll call it Monopoly. Play Monopoly.
Stop.
Right? We'll keep it family friendly, right? He's got a certain skill.
Gotcha.
And so my question is, when women hear that, does that spark interest or is that something that's just a bonus? If you heard that about a guy in your life, would you go, I would like to ride that ride at Six Flags? Or are you like, oh, good for them?
Personally, I would like to preface with I'm getting married in October. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hypothetical. You're not cheating on
you. No. hypothetically, I think, honestly, I don't know. I would be like, good for them.
Do you think it generally sparks interest in women? Do you think that comment by Kristen Cavallari is going to make more people want to play Monopoly with Morgan Wallen?
It could definitely pique interest, yeah.
You do think it piques interest?
Yeah, because now it's like confirmed by someone with status. So it's like, oh, okay. But then the next time I see that person, like I'm definitely going to see that, like see them in a different way. And then from there it might spark my interest more. Like
you start looking like, how do they walk? Oh, look, are they dancing? Oh, those jeans are tighter than normal. What are you working with? Got it.
Or they just have like a glow about them, yeah.
Gotcha. So you definitely start to think differently about that person. You can only see one thing now.
An object.
An object, yes. Okay. That's my question, though. If somebody is said to be good at, we're calling it play Monopoly, somebody's really good at play Monopoly, does that make you want to play Monopoly with them? Or is that just like a bonus? You're like, you got to have so much more. 312-946-4995. If somebody comes out and says, hey, that him right there? He's really good at Monopoly. Does that spark interest?
I think it's just a bonus.
Yeah. So, like, if you heard about a friend of a friend, like, let's say, I don't know your situation, let's say you're single, you're dating, whatever it is, and you hear, oh, Jimmy, great Monopoly player. Are you going, really? I would like to try that game. I've never played that specific form of Monopoly. or are you just like, oh, good for him, and you move on?
I mean, if I was single, maybe I would have a little bit more interest.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it's all about like personality. And I mean, that doesn't honestly spark me too much.
Right. So that's what I'm starting to get is that most people's like that alone is not something to go. Then, you know what? I'm going to go try and play Monopoly with that man.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally agree.
Okay, so it's not as big of a deal as people are making it online that she said he's good at this.
Yeah, definitely not.
All right, Aaron, somebody says, hey, that guy's great at playing Monopoly. Does that spark your interest or doesn't matter?
100%. And I actually heard the podcast with Kristen, and the second they were talking about it, I automatically started thinking about it.
Really? Automatically just started thinking about it. So that is something that sparks it. I wasn't sure if it was just one of those things like, oh, good for him. And then you move on. But for you, you're like, okay. But like, what if that was said about somebody that is just like a normal person in your life?
Absolutely. If you're both single, why not? Why?
Perfect.
Why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
In more ways than one. Thank you. Perfect. Julie, you hear that about a guy, he's great at playing quote-unquote Monopoly. You interested?
No, just because it's a good time for one does not mean it's a good time for another.
Oh, that's a good point, too, that it might not be the same experience with somebody else. That's fair.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
But don't
so
you
eat their own.
Let's say the Bears are going to go out and go get it. They went and got a new quarterback, right, last year. They got somebody that has a track record of success. He did not have a lot of success with us, but you still tried it.
No, I'm still not interested.
Okay, still,
I wasn't
okay,
a fan
gotcha.
Of going for that anyway.
That's fair. Maybe he'll be better next year. Who knows?
I wanted to keep who we had. Yeah,
perfect. Thank you. All right. So, Melanie, if somebody says, hey, this guy is great at playing Monopoly, are you interested?
I only have one answer to say to that is Pete Davis.
Pete Davidson. Yeah.
Everybody played Monopoly with him.
That's true. Everybody has. Everybody has said, hey, there's something special about his Monopoly thimble.
Just playing.
Right. He's that man has never gone bankrupt so far. Fair.
No, he has not.
Kelsea Ballerini comes back to town in just a couple weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.